CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to another edition of Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW. Today's show is sponsored in part by MFJ Enterprises. Well, I'm going to have a little bit different show today. I don't have any guests. I know, no guests. But we've got lots of things to go over and lots of things to discuss. And we're going to be doing that. So sit back, enjoy, listen carefully. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Also, you should have a pencil and a piece of paper. You might want to write down an address or two. And we're going to have a lot of interesting things to talk about when we come back to Ham Radio and More right after this short announcement.
Men are from Mars.
Women are from Venus.
Oh, you read the book?
Not yet. Sounds good.
Oh, it is good.
You've read it?
Heard it. I got it from my audiobook club.
Wait, it's an audiobook too?
Oh, yeah, lots of bestsellers are now. John Grisham's The Partner, Oprah Winfrey's Make the Connection, Scott Adams, The Dilbert Principle.
But who has time for all those?
I do, and you do too, if they're audiobooks. I listen to mine while I commute.
I could do that.
If you'd like to listen to the books you haven't got time to read, welcome to the club, the Columbia House Audiobook Club. Join now and take any four of today's best audiobooks for 99 cents. Call now for our book list. Pick any four you want for 99 cents. And remember, there's always time for a good book, if it's an audiobook. Does not include shipping and handling. Members must purchase four titles over the next 2 years at regular club prices. Call 1-800-357-5541 for details. 1-800-357-5541.
Want to get your personal finances going in the right direction? You can with Getting Going, the Wall Street Journal software that helps you organize your investments and answer your basic personal finance questions. With just a few clicks of your mouse, you can learn more about the best place to invest your savings, how big a mortgage you can afford, or where you should invest your child's college fund. But that's just the beginning. There's also an investment organizer and other tools to guide you to meeting your financial goals. Best of all, Getting Going is free with your paid subscription to the Wall Street Journal. For just $3.90 a week, you can have the journal delivered to your home or office for 10 weeks. That's 10 weeks of all the business news that could have an impact on your career, your family, your life. And you'll receive Getting Going software to help get your finances going on the right track.
So call now, 800-228-4420. That's 800-228-4420 for the Wall Street Journal.
Ham radio operators love the MFJ-989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra-wide-spaced heavy-duty contacts. Plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR, forward, and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now famous No Matter What 1-year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories. 1-800-647-1800.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
And we're back. This is Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler, KB7 LPW here. And there's some interesting pieces of news. For instance, did you know that Great Britain's Queen Elizabeth II will actually take to the handbands briefly later this month while on a visit to Canada? That's right. Paul Piercy, V01HE, president of the Society of Newfoundland Radio Amateurs, reports that on June the 25th, the Queen will visit Cabot Tower on historic Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland, to commemorate this 500th anniversary of John Cabot's voyage of discovery. I find that interesting, just that the Queen of England will be on amateur radio. It just shows that ham radio reaches everywhere and to everybody. So people in royalty, everybody can be on amateur radio. That's one of the things that makes ham radio so fantastic. I mean, think about the excitement. You go on the internet, which is, of course, a major competitor now to amateur radio, and you turn it on, and you see that there's a person on, let's say you go on a chat channel of some sort, and you see that there's a person on in Australia. Well, if you push the button, that person responds, and you have a discussion, or QSO, whatever you want to call it. On ham radio, you turn on your radio, you never know who you're going to talk to, where you're going to talk to, or for that matter, if you're going to talk to anybody. But the excitement is there that cannot be duplicated on the internet. Radio is still fantastic. I mean, talk radio has had a resurgence in the last few years. It's unbelievable. Shortwave is still growing. More and more people are buying shortwave receivers. I see in certain times when there's international disasters, etc., you can't even get shortwave radios. They're sold so quickly. So people are listening to the radio. Amateur radio is tremendous. It's actually today has more licensed hams than in the history of the United States. I think there's over 700,000 licensed hams in the United States. It opens up the mind to youngsters. That's right, there's a lot of kids that are getting involved in amateur radio. Look at Joe Fairclough in New York, Carol Perry, even Rosalie White of the ARRL. They're involved with getting kids involved in amateur radio. Of course, if you go to ham fests and stuff, sometimes there aren't enough kids, but they're trying to get kids into it. Joe Fairclough, I'll never forget having him on this show, and he had a kid that he taught in his New York school and used amateur radio in his teaching. And the kid said, kid talked to somebody, I don't know where, but somewhere outside of New York on the rig, and he said, I didn't know that there was anything west of the Hudson River. It opened his eyes, this kid. That's what amateur radio did. Obviously, we help in public, help the public in national disasters when there's earthquakes, when there are hurricanes, in the Oklahoma bombing, in the flooding in the Midwest, in Michigan. All these times, amateur radio got involved. The New York Marathon, talk to Steve Mendelson of the ARRL, you might find out that the New York Marathon couldn't afford to be run if it wasn't for the hundreds of amateur radio operators that get involved in the New York Marathon that allow it to operate, provide all those communications. And so many other parades utilize amateur radio. In the case of electricity, power going out, phone lines going down, cell sites not being able to be accessed, amateur radio is the one thing that gets through. I have to throw this in, usually by phone, not by CW, but still, in disasters, amateur radio does get through. Amateur radio has over 70 different modes of communications, different interests. I mean, what other hobby has so many different factions where you can get involved in just CW? I mean, look at the FIS organization. They do nothing but CW. I mean, that's what they're interested in, CW, the preservation of it. Look at people who are involved in nothing but slow scan TV or fast scan TV, or people who want to use 2 meters for nothing more than communications or nothing more than the auto patch. People who want to talk to people all over the world via moon bounce. What about Dave Blaschke in Manville, Texas, who I've had on a couple of times, who has a moon bounce array that takes two truck chassis to rotate his antenna. He's talked to over 100 different countries by bouncing a signal off of the moon. I mean, it's just amazing what amateur radio has to offer. And at one time, amateur radio was on the edge of technology, was pushing the envelope. I mean, when it came to radio, if you wanted advancements, where did you look? To the ham radio operator. They made the advancements. They were the ones that brought out single sideband. They're the ones who moved ahead. Now, you know, I know that there's people who will argue and say, no, it wasn't an amateur that did this or that. But if you look at it, amateur radio operators have been very, very important in furthering technology. Background as a ham has propelled many to great professional careers. When I've had Senator Barry Goldwater on this show, he said in no uncertain terms that he would not be as good a communicator as he was and as he still is if it wasn't for amateur radio. And he traveled all over the world making tons and tons of friends due to nothing but amateur radio. If it wasn't for that, who knows what would happen. Ingenuity is brought out by hams. What other hobby do you find these guys who are many of them geniuses, engineers, who can put things together, that go to ham fests, go to different places and buy these parts that are, who knows what to do with, and they make things work for nothing. I mean, they can put together stations for $10. Amateur television, they can get a monitor for almost nothing. People are throwing them away. They know how to fix them. The ingenuity that ham radio operators have, just amazing. Prices of new equipment have actually come down. Certain companies, and yes, today I'm mentioning companies, Elenco, for instance, has lowered their prices a couple of times in the last year or so. Look what you can get. I mean, imagine you can go out for $175 and buy a 2-meter handheld. A few years back, you couldn't do that. You can buy a dual band handheld, two different spectrum that you can use, access 2 meters and 440, etc., on a dual band, for those of you who are not familiar with the terminology. And for $299, you have all this power in your handheld. Look at what they've done to HF rigs, where they've put DSP in there, where they have 6 meters, where ICOM has one that has 2 meters. I'm told that there's going to be a company coming out with one that's going to have, yes, 440 in it, and possibly even 220, every band you could think of in one unit. Where a few years back, you couldn't get this, and for $1,000, you can get some of these radios, HF rigs. The prices are not high. I don't care if people say prices are high, that's crazy. And again, there are more licensed hams today than ever before. Even with computers, even with all our competition that amateur radio has, we have more licensed hams than ever before. Yeah, of course, we have more population, but people are still fascinated by radio. The theater of the mind, someone said a long time ago. I guess that was before my time. Frank would remember that, but not before your time, but before my time. So it was before you're a week or two, not more. But anyway, radio, the theater to mind. Oh, Frank said that. Oh, okay. I remember. I think you were in the original Jurassic Park. I mean, when the dinosaurs really roamed the earth. Yeah, that's about it. Anyway, we still have more hams licensed today than ever before. Where am I going with all this? You probably want to know. Why is there such a great thing about amateur radio? Because the hobby, the service is fantastic. I can't say it enough. The people in it, well, some of them are good, some of them are bad, some of them are indifferent. That's about what you'll find in any hobby, any service. But amateur radio does provide a valuable, valuable service to the community, to the United States, and it's a good thing that a law was passed in Congress last year saying that we're a national resource. Not going away, and will continue to be very important. We're going to talk about a little bit more, change the tone just a wee bit when we come back after this. You're listening to Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? the fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
If you love sailing and want to sharpen your sailing skills, Sailing World is the magazine that can help you do it. Every monthly issue is dedicated to help you improve your sailing performance. You'll learn how to maneuver small boats in tight quarters and large ones where inches really count. Sailing World will keep you up to date on regional events and major regattas like the America's Cup. You'll preview the hottest new designs and changes from the most sophisticated professional models to those boats sailing out of your own harbor. And every month, Sailing World's experts will keep you informed on the latest developments on the sailing scene to help you improve as a sailor. Articles that teach you the tactics and techniques of sailing, how to upgrade your boat's equipment, as well as your personal gear, and much, much more. Subscribe now and get 12 issues of Sailing World for only $21.77. Call toll-free 800-227-5300. Steer a course for better sailing with Sailing World. Call 800-227-5300 now.
Have you ever shaken someone's hand and gotten their name, and 10 seconds later the name is forgotten? Well, forgetting someone's name is embarrassing, and in business, it costs you money. This is Kevin Trudeau, founder of the American Memory Institute, the world's largest memory training school. Having an instant recall memory, a photographic memory, is what the Mega Memory Home Study course is all about. I've pioneered the most advanced breakthrough in memory improvement technology in Mega Memory. Within just a few short hours, you'll increase your own memory 500% or more, guaranteed. You'll remember names and faces, even hundreds at a time, and instantly recall virtually everything you see, read, hear, or even think about. Students get straight A's with less study time. See why over 2 million people have already benefited from the Mega Memory Home Study course. Now, it's your turn.
Call 1-800-799-MEGA. That's 1-800-799-MEGA, and improve your memory today. Start with this number, 1-800-799-MEGA.
CQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
And this is Len Winkler, KB7LPW. You're listening to the Ham Radio and More show. And what are we doing today? Well, we're talking about amateur radio. A little bit differently than I've done in ever before. But anyway, amateur radio. Oh, the phone number, Frank, is 1-800-293-5366. I thought I gave that out a lot of times. I can't believe I didn't give it out. Now, amateur radio is changing. Oh, in Arizona, it's 230-2755, because I don't want anyone upset that I don't give it out enough in Arizona. Okay, amateur radio is changing. More women are involved in amateur radio than ever before. More hams without CW knowledge are licensed than ever before. I know that's not a shock to you. Did you know that fewer than one ham in four belongs to the ARRL? Less than 25%. New hams are techs. In fact, over 50% of the licensed hams today are techs or novices. The general class and above license, actually, as a percentage, is down. New hams are tending not to be joiners of clubs. They're not going to clubs. They're not joining clubs. They're not participating in many of the ham radio activities. Now, I know that there are people out there who are disagreeing with me. New hams are buying handhelds. Many get tired of amateur radio extremely quickly, and they never use it again. They get their license, they're all excited, they get on the air. And this has nothing to do with the chronological age of anybody, but some old timers will say, what the heck are you doing saying break, break, or what the heck are you doing saying 10-4, good buddy, or something. And so they never get back on the air again. Yeah, some people think that ham radio is an extension of CB, and maybe they act like it. But it's not good to throw them these curveballs so they never want to get back on it again. Many families get their licenses. The whole family goes and gets a license. You didn't see that years ago. I go to different ham fests. I see these people going to get their licenses, taking the test, and there's a whole family that goes. Mother, father, and a 2, 3, 4 kids. And why? So they can communicate at camping or in emergencies. And they have no other desire for amateur radio but to use it as an emergency communication. Is that good or bad? Well, you make that decision on your own. But I hear people all the time that complain that that's not amateur radio and they should not get a license just for that. Industry-wide, ham sales are down. In fact, another ham radio store closed in Washington just this past week. Contrary to what certain general managers, sales managers of certain large companies might say, that they're thrilled by the amount of business they're getting, the fact is, when you push him, he admits that his sales are down. That's right. Even when pushed, he admits his sales are down. Hamfest attendance is down. Some places as much as 35% and more. Even Dayton's attendance, which I was at, was down by over 10%. And get this, the almighty ARRL supported Dayton this year. They never did before. They did this year, and the attendance dropped more than 10%. Isn't it interesting that a press person, a kind of naive, real, and I put that in quotations, press person said to the president of the ARRL, Rod Stafford, how many more people do you think we're going to be getting into Dayton now that the ARRL has become affiliated with the Dayton Hamvention? And he did try to sidestep that question. When pushed, he admitted that to their national convention, they've reached heights of 1,300 to 1,500 people. 1,300 to 1,500 people. They've had conventions, ARRL conventions, where there's 300 to 500 people. So when asked, how many people will they increase the Dayton? They didn't increase any. Of course, I guess you could say if ARRL didn't sanction it this year, maybe they would have even had a lower attendance. I don't know that for sure. But as far as I do know, the Dayton Hamvention was doing darn well for many, many years. I still don't know the crux of why the ARRL and the Dayton organization got upset at each other years ago. But whatever it is, you know, they've tried to clear it up now, but it didn't help attendance for this year. We'll be right back after station identification and more of my rambling in a moment. Where is he going with this? My goodness. Len Winkler here, KB7 LPW with ham radio and more. And we're talking about, I guess, an editorial of what I see, and I am just a peon, a one little individual who hasn't been a ham that many years, been doing this show for over 6, however, but with what my opinion is of amateur radio and what it is now and, well, maybe in the future. Hams in this country are still looked at very strangely. They say we lower people on the, you know, on the normal layperson, they will say we lower the property values because of our ugly humongous antennas, or we give people cancer because the antenna's nearby. We cause interference on their electrical appliances, and we're stereotypically thought of as fat, beer-guzzling weirdos. Well, anyway, we're not all fat. There are so many feuds going on in amateur radio today that it's ridiculous. CW versus No Code. I've heard that one. Contesting problems. Vulgarity on the almighty HF bands where you need to know Morse code. Blatant jamming. Blatant jamming on the VHF bands. Auto patch misuse, where they actually are using 911 emergency calling wrongly. They're misusing it, abusing it. How about the ARRL controversy, or the FCC not enforcing our rules and regulations? How about snobbery by many of the new hams, by many of the older hams against the new hams? And so much more. I have a letter here that I received today from a gentleman in Louisiana. Don writes that he thinks the ARRL is the awfully run-down radio league, and he says that because he just doesn't like what they have been doing, and that they are high and mighty. He thinks that they don't care about you, me, YLs, or children getting on the phone bands. They want to leave it to themselves. They're selfish. That's his opinion. I just thought I'd read it. I've been getting lots of letters, lots of emails recently, and I enjoy it. In other countries, hams are looked upon, though, as heroes. In fact, I interviewed a ham from Israel on this show once, and he said that he was looked up to as a hero by the people in Israel. Ham radio operators are thought of as important people, not like here. Well, I don't see an awfully bright future for this hobby, this service of ours, amateur radio. And yes, I personally am somewhat frustrated in this hobby. And sadly, many hams I talk to are also. I'm just one person that tried to make a difference in this hobby. You know, put together a show. And against all odds, I started a commercial radio show to push, to explore, to expand, to illustrate this great hobby of ours, to get the public involved, to show them what we're all about. In fact, I spent the first 5.5 years on the air having guests from all aspects of amateur radio tell us everything they know. And I'm going to tell you more, but I'm going to take a really short 5-second pause in a couple of seconds here and tell you more about ham radio and more. And if you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler. That's Len with an L, L-E-N, not Ken, not Ron, not George, Len Winkler, KB7LPW. And I say that sarcastically, yes, but I do get lots of mail, lots of emails that say Ken. Anyway, against all odds, I started this show, was told it would never last. The first 5.5 years on the air, I had guests from all aspects of amateur radio telling us about Packet, Amtor, CW, contesting, moon bounce, the ARRL, the FIS organization. I expose all the groups, whether I agree or not, I let them have their say. Amateur television, slow scan television, radio controlled cars, boats and planes, shortwave, antique radio, and so much more. I've had guests like Senator Barry Goldwater, president of the ARRL and his QCWA, Harry Daniels, people from NASA, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, AMSAT representatives. I've had one of my good friends, Bob Sutton, the chief of Army Mars, on the show. Wayne Green from 73 Magazine, President Rod Stafford of the ARRL, and I can go on and on and on since I've done over 315 shows. I personally have tried to get more kids involved in amateur radio. I started a ham fest here in Arizona called FAIR, the Family Amateur Radio Event, F-A-R-E, FAIR. I had about 12 or 13 of our local clubs involved the first year. We had over 2,000 people attend fair in the first year. Just to get kids involved, I had Ronald McDonald there. He put on a magic show. It was great. The kids loved it. We had rides for the children. We had women events. We even had a dunk tank. Yes, I went in it, and so did a lot of other people. Even some ARRL people went in the dunk tank so that there could be fun at Hamfest, so that instead of the attendance dropping, we would get more people, create some excitement, have some fun, and get some kids involved. Do you know that almost 400 young people, kids, attended the first fair? Almost 400 of them. And we had two fairs after that, each year on the ARRL-sponsored Amateur Awareness Day, Amateur Radio Awareness Day, in September. We correlated it for that weekend. But lately, local club support has dwindled, and fair will become a thing of the past, as will amateur radio, at least in its current form. I've tried repeatedly without a stop to get companies involved with this show. They all talk a great game, and I can list the names of the people, I can list the companies, the sales managers of Yaesu, of Kenwood, of ICOM, all saying how they want to increase the public awareness and help this great hobby. Ha ha ha! What a joke. What a joke. I'm going to vomit from all I've heard them say. They want to increase this hobby. All they're concerned with is making a profit. They could care less. I don't care if anybody there thinks that any one of these major manufacturers wants to get more people involved. It's crazy. Other than maybe MFJ Enterprises, one of the few that finds a niche, finds a demand by the public, has people who want to do things, who want to buy a certain type of radio, and they go out and they make it. You want an antenna tuner? They produce it, and they produce it inexpensively. They have no foresight at all, most of these companies. They're the old guard, and they're certainly not willing to try anything new. Well, they'll only advertise in QST magazine and consider any other ventures nonsensical. They all say they have no money in their budget to advertise on this show. Of course not. They have no money because their sales are down. Their profits are down. That's why they have no money. And why? Because they don't change their advertising. They continue to advertise to nothing but the same people each and every month. Only this show hits potential hams, people who are listening to the radio and just happen to hear me beeping. Did you know that? Nobody else. You got to go to the store to buy QST magazine and know it even exists. And how do you know it exists? There's no publicity from them or the ARRL to tell you. I almost applaud Kenwood Radio. Yeah, I almost applaud them for selling their goods in other types of stores. Fry's Electronics in California selling Kenwood. Who knows if truck stops are going to sell it? Who cares? I tell you right now, they're not. No one's selling radios. The sales are down so much. I heard that there, even though the attendance was down in Dayton, people were happy because the people that were there were buying. Well, that's good. It's a change. Sales are still down. Now we got to take a break. When we come back, I've got a little to say about the ARRL. And Mr. Pasternak, if you're listening, get your pencil ready. We'll be right back to Ham Radio and More.
Len Winkler here for EDCO Electronic Distributors. Wow, what a group of products do they have from around the world. Look at the AR8000. or some of Daiwa power supplies and SWR PWR meters. How about Watson scanner antennas and maybe a couple of other accessories? They've got the AR2700 and so many more products. It's just amazing. Until you get their catalog, you really don't have a real comprehension for all the products that EDCO has. Give them a call at 1-800-344-0397. Okay, write it down. 1-800-344-0397. If you're a scanner enthusiast, if you need power meters, whatever you need, EDCO has it. 1-800-344-0397. Tell them that you heard about it on Ham Radio and More and ask them to send you a free catalog. They'll do that. 1-800-344-0397. Call them today. That's EDCO.
Here's how you can become a smarter investor and get 4 weeks of Barron's free. When you subscribe to Barron's, the Financial Weekly, for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's a 24% savings off the newsstand price and a full 17 weeks of Barron's to help you become a smarter investor. No one looks at the markets with a more insightful eye than Barron's, offering timely coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Everything the independent investor needs to stay informed. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $39, plus an extra 4 weeks free. This offer is available to new subscribers only. Act now.
Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. For Barron's, it's how money becomes wealth.
1-800-77-HAM-AD. Write this down. 1-800-774-2623. That's the phone number for Amateur Radio Trader, the Ham Radio Marketplace. It's a publication that comes out twice a month. You can get a subscription. They're very inexpensive. And you can see all the deals that are out there that are available. If you're just getting into shortwave, you're just getting into amateur radio, the products are in here if you want used equipment. And if you want current equipment, well, the major manufacturers are advertising also. So you can get that. And you can get more because each issue is full of information like repeater information, propagation, how to repair certain items. The Amateur Radio Trader is more than just a magazine to sell products. It has information. Get a subscription at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. It's very inexpensive. 1-800-774-2623. And it works. Amateur Radio Trader.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Yep, I'm back. And I'm Len Winkler, L-E-N Winkler, KB7LPW. And today we're talking about amateur radio. All facets of it. A little about the great things that it provides. Some of the problems. Some personal stuff. How about the ARRL? They hold some importance? Well, they sure do, because the FCC listens to what they have to say about rules and regs. The ARRL is very important because without them, there'd be no lobbying to keep our frequencies. Yes, I'm a member of the ARRL, and I'm even a field organization volunteer. But they won't change, just like the manufacturers won't change and open their eyes and see that they need to change their advertising direction. The old guard at the ARRL will not change unless you get out and vote new people onto the board. And that means every one of them. Yeah, even my friend. Every one of them. The ARRL is a publication giant loaded with many stuck-up people that when you speak to them, they talk down to you. It's positively amazing. They also will not support this show. Do you know that I offered them a free minute to say something each and every week about the ARRL when I went national 2.5 years ago? They never took me up on it, and that was free of charge.
they don't want to be associated. Who knows why? I mean, now individual people from the ARRL have been on this show, and they're very nice. Ed Hare, for instance, very nice. Rick Lindquist has done some nice publications for me. I appreciate that. But as a whole, they don't support this show. Why? Well, when someone calls up and asks how to become a ham, isn't the first thing that I say, call the ARRL? 1-800-32-NEW-HAM. But they don't support me, but it's okay for me to support them. Why? Well, maybe because I'm anti-code requirements. Maybe because I tell the truth about their problems. Maybe because I'm a competitor to them and I garner support. Do you know, I only get about 100 hits a day on my homepage, each and every day on the Ham Radio and More homepage, about 100 hits or so a day. They claim they get more than 30,000. 30,000. Well, if that is true, that's pretty sad that they only have 170,000 members and they get 200,000 hits a week, and they only have 170,000 members. Maybe I'm just not impressed. With that many hits every day, you would think they have the force. They would have tremendous numbers. Yeah, right. Not even 1 in 4 licensed hams are members. And I talk to many members who are hams, who are members of the league for one reason, the QST magazine. With 30,000 hits a day, why aren't there more? Give me a break. They say they want to get the word out to amateur radio to everybody. Cannot afford $2,500 a year, a full year. It cost them $2,500 to sponsor this show. And for 7 years, they've refused. For over 6 years, they've refused. For $2,500 a year to buy a spot. A year. I didn't say a month. I didn't say a week. A year. Their response about this show and sponsoring in general is a joke. They said, show us your listener demographics as to where your listeners live, what classes of licenses they hold, what their interests are, how far away from a local, to show you where their minds is, how far away from a local ham retailer they are, how long they've been licensed, saying that the audience numbers we give are inaccurate. Well, that shows their mindset. We have listeners that are not licensed hams, but want to be, or might want to be. In fact, that's the entire idea behind this show's concept. Get more people licensed. Involve more non-hams in our hobby to get them licensed. But does the ARRL understand that? No. Why? They're backwards. The more I see of the ARRL, the more I believe they are really only good for one thing, and that's lobbying Washington to get our, to keep our spectrum. That's the only thing. And that's another problem. Everybody wants our valuable frequencies, and they're willing to pay billions and billions for them. Will we continue to be able to justify our keeping them? Well, MFJ Enterprise, like I said, is a company that continues to expand and grow. Do you know they're the largest advertiser now, I believe, in all of amateur radio? Why? Because they give you good products, they fill a need at a very good price, and they've been nice enough to continue to sponsor this show. And I think we've brought some traffic there. And I've had a loyal listener, or loyal sponsor, Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, who's a fleet manager, of a fleet director of a major dealership. And he's been a sponsor of this show since the very first day I did it. Ken and I have become very good friends. He can tell you how many people this show has influenced to become ham radio operators. This show has influenced people to get their license. Thanks, Ken, for your past support and also for selling vehicles always at the lowest prices. Well, I've lost my zeal and my enthusiasm to do this show after 6 years. The industry doesn't support it. The ARRL doesn't support it. And I, as well as the show's owner, refuse to lose money on it anymore. You, the listeners, have been great. The cards, the letters, the emails, the phone calls, and the more that I have received have been overwhelming with support. I hope you have enjoyed the moments in our past 317 shows. You know that I've never made any money hosting this show. In fact, it's cost me over close to $15,000 out of my pocket. It takes a lot of work each week putting this show together. And I have other businesses that I also run, thankfully, that help me to pay my bills. Unfortunately, I have lost my enthusiasm. When no one wants to support it, what do I care? I'm not going to try to sell, as they say, Christmas trees in Tel Aviv, especially not in July. And I'll be back with the final comment after this.
Tony Romano?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe it. I found you. It's him!
Who's this?
Well, you don't know me, Tony. I'm just your biggest fan. You want to hear the incredible way I found you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was leafing through Blast from the Past. It's this fabulous new book, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years. It's got hundreds and hundreds of rare photos. And there you are, Tony Romano, on page 178.
I am.
Uh-huh. So I wondered, my Tony, oh, my beloved Tony, alive or worse? So pull out the phone book. My eyes pop. You're in the phone book, Tony.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Tony, when I heard you singing back on radio's Jack Carson show, I think it was 1944, I just dreamed of the day I could see you, and there you are in Blast from the Past, so good-looking, and here I am talking to you 52 years later. So what do you do these days, sweetie?
Well, I always drive a produce truck.
Excuse the ring, sir. I told you it was another Tony Romano. I sounded like a fool!
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99, plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
When you're playing golf, what should you see when looking at the target? Do you pull with the left or push with the right? What's a good bunker shot sound like? The answers are in Golf Digest. No matter how well you play, you'll find tips and advice in every issue that will dramatically improve your game, guaranteed. Want to know if you're good enough to carry a 4-iron or where the slot is at the top of your backswing? Do you want to know what the right grip feels like? Then you must subscribe to Golf Digest. Like to know which new ball can really take strokes off your game? Or where the most affordable new courses are? It's all in Golf Digest, the world's most widely read golf publication. You'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest for only $19.77, plus a full money-back guarantee if it doesn't improve your game. Subscribe now and get our valuable video. Hit it longer and straighter, absolutely free.
Call now, 800-231-6600. That's 800-231-6600.
Do you need new central air conditioning to cool your home effectively this summer? Then now's the time to call Sears and take advantage of Sears' special values. Call 1-800-230-5533 for a free in-home estimate on a Kenmore central air conditioning system. Call now and get 0% financing for 3 months. That's no billing, no payments, and no finance charges until August on your Sears Charge home improvement plan. You can trust Sears to get the job done right, guaranteed. So don't wait. Plan now for the hot summer days ahead. Call Sears at 1-800-230-5533 for your free in-home estimate. License numbers on request. APR 15.9% lower in some states. Regular credit terms apply after 0% finance charge period. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. Ask for details. This offer ends May 31st, so call Sears for central air conditioning now. 1-800-230-5533. That's 1-800-230-5533.
CQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
I'd like to thank George in Kernville, California. I want to thank Michael in Marshall, Arkansas for sending me some nice letters of recent day. Appreciate all the nice response that I get. People who signed my guest book on the Ham Radio and More webpage, I thank you very much. I really appreciate all your comments. I also hope that amateur radio survives in the future. It will in some form. I want to thank those people who have been calling during this hour and chewing me out because they don't like what I'm saying. I guess they don't like the truth as I perceive it. But I guess they're entitled to their opinion, but I'm not entitled to mine. I hope somebody else is willing to spend the excessive time and money to do a show of this type, and that the industry can support it. Now, for those of you who don't know, my email address is lenwink, that's L-E-N-W-I-N-K, at goodnet.com, G-O-O-D-N-E-T.com. Lenwink at goodnet.com. And you're welcome to send me email. Always will answer my email. Now, people have said, why don't I give my mailing address? So I'm going to give that. Send it to Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Post Office Box 9219. That's P.O. Box 9219, Phoenix, Arizona, 85068. Len Winkler, Post Office Box 9219, Phoenix, Arizona, 85068. A lot of people have helped make this show what it is. I remember John Moore, NJ70, saying to me when I first was going to do this show, you're kidding. A radio show about ham radio? Well, he came and he helped me for a full year each and every week. Ned Stearns, the professor, AA7A, he's a great co-host, knows everything and anything about amateur radio, it seems. Lee Finkel, KY7M, has been a good help for me. He did contesting and stuff. He's done the DX report for me for about a year or so. Nick Seuss used to be here, and he used to do all kinds of technical stuff. And there, I want to also thank Ron Cohn, giving me the opportunity to do this show for as long as I have here at KFNN in Phoenix, Arizona. I want to thank those of you who really, really will be sad to see this show gone. I want to thank Bill Pasternak. That's right. Bill has been helpful, has been promoted this show on occasion. Newsline will continue. I had fun with him in Dayton. We did a great town hall meeting. More of them need to be done. I'm certainly willing to participate in it. But I cannot say right now if I'll be back here next week. In fact, the odds are I won't be. Well, you guys have something else to do on Sunday evenings anyway, right? You don't like that I spew all this stuff out about CW. I think CW should stay as a requirement, make it 25 words a minute. And I think you should be retested on a monthly basis because it's just so darn important. How can you be a ham without it? We shall survive. Amateur radio will. Nobody with ingenuity and with some guts to go out there and try something new will survive because the industry will not support it. This industry lives in the dark ages along with the Lost World and Jurassic Park. I hope they come out of the dinosaur ages before amateur radio is gone. 73s to all, thanks to the too numerous to name mentioned people who have helped me over the years. And I think we're going to be ham radio and more QRT.
And 88s. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Listen again next week for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More.